Okay, everybody, we're here. So, happy owl day. And we'll see if anybody has any questions. And we have our co-host on, Kathy, and also Elizabeth. So, ladies, you want to come on, do a tap dance or singing duet or something?
Hi, Ron. No,
oh,
you don't,
Kathy,
want that.
We haven't, we haven't rehearsed enough yet.
Haven't rehearsed yet, huh? Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. You're listening to Station 1. You can participate in the program either through the fast chat on the BBS station on Station 1 and through the phone. If you have a question or comment or something you'd like to share with Ron, feel free to call. The numbers are listed below the push buttons on Station 1. However, for those who have mobile phones and like to write it down, I will read the number out loud for the toll-free call-in number, which is 888-627-6008. That's for line one, and there's other numbers there, too, if you can't get in on that one, or if you're calling from out of the United States or Canada. And so, Ron, today we do have Liz on as a sponsor. So thanks again, Liz. Really appreciate you sponsoring the show. And for those of you who might also want to sponsor a show and get some private one-on-one time, well, I shouldn't say private, but one-on-one time with Ron, you can go to the creationlightship.com website and go to the left side where it says sponsor, and you can see the details there about how to sponsor a program and what it entails. And so today we're happy to have you back, and feel free to go ahead and talk to Ron now, and also read from the fast chat if you'd like to, Elizabeth, and any comments that people might have for you about anything you have to say. So I'll just turn it over to you for right now.
Okay, thank you so much, Kathy.
Go ahead, Liz.
So,
at the floor.
I was thanks, Ron. And I was reading the report, I guess from Ed, about what happened on the Defense League ships on Saturday's BBS program. And I found it really interesting because the two countries that were mentioned the last time that you brought in all the constitutional freedom-fighting, time-traveling soldiers from all the different countries, two of the ones that I enlisted in addition to the U.S. were Africa and Brazil. And it was a very odd experience for me because on Saturday, I remember, like, coming out of the birthday party and sort of going into the other area that was, like, off of the lightship and, I guess, into the other ship, and I completely passed out, like just fell asleep like in a snap. And when I woke up, and I think there was one other listener who had a similar experience, it was the weirdest thing. Like, I think it was Larry that was calling, and I was just sort of like waking up. I had the weirdest sensation that the show had just started 5 seconds ago, and I was just, it was like I had been asleep, but I wasn't asleep. And I was just wondering if maybe you could maybe tell me, like, why that would happen. It's my body trying to catch up to the healings that had already been performed on the lightship, or was it just too intense, or, like, what was going on there? It was just a funny sensation of, like, time not really quite meeting up to where I was when I woke up.
Yeah, all I know is that it's, right now, it's still ongoing. Mm-hmm. I haven't really checked, okay, that much, but it's still ongoing. It was, you know, pretty intense, you know, that night and on Sunday. I think it probably started maybe the day before. So there's still stuff going on. So that's the freedom fighters battling. I just don't have a lot of information to tell everyone what's going on there. Like I said, I sort of like pull myself back from what's happening. You know, I'm there to help the soldiers if they happen to, you know, get zapped and, you know, destroyed. Also doing fighting, but I don't have any recall right now of what's going on. But I know that there's still stuff happening. I can feel it. So
yeah.
I would say that very possibly once you found out consciously that you were there doing this, your body probably wanted to take a time out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I would kind of gather to get some healing work done.
Ron,
yeah.
I heard a beep. Beeps. Did you hear that too, Liz?
Yeah, I did. I think we might have a caller.
Well, shall we invite the caller? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah,
you got a comment
for
Ron and Liz?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Oh,
hello.
Yes. Hi, Ed.
Hi. I have two comments and another question for Ron. Pardon?
Just go ahead, Ed.
Okay, I'll just continue. Okay. This stuff about passing out in the middle of the calls, first couple of years, I did that all the time. I would complain about it, but just all the time, just cluck like a wall would just drop, boom. And then I'd wake up just as I hear everyone go, good night, everybody. And that would happen over and over and over. And so finally, some
other
stuff.
That's happened to me a few times.
I couldn't hear you.
That's happened to me too, Ed, quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah. So it doesn't happen much anymore, though. It used to all the time. And for some reason, whatever has changed, I'm glad it did, because I like hearing this stuff too. Go ahead.
If you're on, Ed, I'm just listening.
Okay. Yeah, the phone's being weird. Anybody who wants to read, I wrote up what happened on Saturday into an article. The little information we did have, I put it all together with people's comments into an article, and I posted that on Rumor Bill News. So if you go to Rumor, R-U-M-O-R, Bill, M-I-L-L, News, N-E-W-S, .com, and when you get to the page, just do a search of the articles. And you ought to do, like, however far back you want to go, but look for articles written by, authored by Mr. Oxygen, which is M-R-O-X-Y-G-E-N. So I try to always write up, whenever we do get some intel on the military reports, I try to always put that out there. And all the previous ones for the new people, all the previous military reports we've done, they're all still there on Rumor Bill News in their archives.
So how's the listenership on those, or the readers, Ed? Are they... you're getting 500 people
reading them? We've had a high of about 2,700 for one of them. That was, I think, the top. This last one I did on Saturday, it was, last I looked, around 900 and something.
Oh, that's good.
And that was, so I think that was this morning. And, of course, we told the people about the radio shows and how, if you want to come up with us next time we do this, you know, so it's an open invitation for everybody. So that's why I do this, is to try to get more people to hear about Ron and the Creation Legend teachings. Now, the question I have is, if you remember, the last time I called in, I said that I had discovered that there was some sort of alien slaver controller making me dream on timelines about 9 multiple ones at the same time, as far as I could figure. And I was doing a timeline crash on that. I called in, told you, and I didn't tell you how long. And you said, well, triple what you just did. In other words, do it twice again. And then I told you, well, I did it 600 minutes on the first one. So now I think I've maybe went to 3,000 minutes, but I know I did at least 1,800. And I want to know, did I clean that all out? Did I finally get it all?
Yes, you did, Ed.
Beautiful. Now, there's a second dream I'm working on right now as we speak. I've been crashing it for about 2.5 hours. All last night, it kept pouring into my consciousness these nano machine, biogenetic machine kind of things. In other words, they were like living organisms, but they were machines, and they were grafted out the organic tissue, et cetera. And that stuff was just flooding through my mind. It was like my mind was a vortex, which in, I guess, a lot of ways our minds are. And that was flooding into my awareness, my consciousness, my awareness, and just all kinds of garbage, just self-replicating, self-creating, weird inventions kind of stuff, little things, big things, all building themselves in my consciousness field. It was keeping me awake, and I finally asked for the sovereign soldiers if they could help me, and I remember falling asleep and then waking up later. So I'm curious now. I've been crashing that for about 2 hours, and I'm trying to gauge how long we need to do these things. How am I doing on that one?
It looks pretty good. I'd say you're probably probably two-thirds of the way through, Ed. Maybe a little bit over, but about two-thirds.
That's perfect, because I set it for like 5 hours or so, and that'll be 5 hours, just like you said.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you.
Okay, so that's if anybody out there to help Ed out, maybe see something going on. In fact, let's just go out and find out what's happening. So, I have no clue. A slight clue, but no clue. But we'll go up to the light ship right now, everybody. And we'll go on the defense fleet ships. And if we have any seers online, maybe you could all call in briefly because we still have 40 minutes to go on the program. And we'll be out for about 5 minutes. And you could tell Ed what you are experiencing. So here we go, everybody. You're going to go up to the light ship. So going up. And this is if you want to go out and be a freedom fighter. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to go into the defense fleet area on the light ship. And these are similar looking light ships. They're still about 500 foot large apiece in diameter. So that's bigger than the ones we normally go on. And we're hopping a ride here and going to be going out. So going out one-third of the way, two-thirds, and all the way out. And I guess we'll go, let's try to go to the East Coast here on the States, and also looks like maybe the Gulf, and then the West Coast. So we're checking things out here and going to South America and also going to Africa. So there's stuff being shot at us. I can feel it. It kind of feels like when I first encountered being shot at, Angelina and I were out going to our expo, I think that was in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. Then we came back, you know, driving in the truck, and clouds are like really, really bad looking. And driving, you could feel it's almost like being shot by rice, but you could feel it bouncing off the top of the truck. And it's quite interesting, you know, as that was happening. It kind of feels the same way. The way it would feel to you, and I hate to use this analogy, but have you ever sort of, I don't want to use it at all, the only way I could think of it would be like if you had a bird fly into your window on your house, and we'll say the bird hit the window and it was okay and it flew away. That's kind of about the way these shots feel like, because you do feel the energy coming to you, but they get dissipated. I'm sorry for that analogy, but I don't know what is other else way to describe it. And then figure about a million of those within a second coming at you. So that's the technology that they are using. And the light ship just absorbs it throughout its energy around the light ship, and then it just dissipates it. But you do sort of feel something or sense something as these things happen. So anyway, that's what's happening right now. So if we have anybody out there who can feel or see something, maybe they might see the life forms. Maybe that might be a clue for Ed. Maybe they might see where they are, if they're in underground bases. A lot of them are underground, looks like. I am seeing stuff that's superimposed that they dropped in here, which is kind of unusual. So they superimposed, like, their own military bases, and drop them into timelines to fight with, which is kind of different. So they're not really in one place. They just move them around. So anyway, that's what I'm sensing here. But there's a lot going on, and a lot of residue of the kind of looks like dark smoke where these alien ships are being taken out. So that's what I'm sensing here. And we'll just stay out for a couple of minutes here, and then we'll come back, and we'll see if anybody would love to call in to describe what they experience. So we're there. We're sightseeing right now. And still lots of stuff going on. And I guess we'll just come back, because you probably already had your eyes full of seeing things in your senses. So here we go. We're going to come back in to the light ship, and we're going to come back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there we are. So we'll see if we get some callers calling in here. So I guess you, Elizabeth, since you talked last, I think.
Sure, that was really interesting. And I had saw a couple of things. Had a really lightheaded feeling the entire time we were out there. And I noticed that Cindy, who's also on the fast chat, said that her heart feels like it's racing, an adrenaline rush. The other thing that I kind of saw, the smoke clouds that you were talking about, it seemed like there were like a large number of really big sort of like rust-colored clouds of dust and explosions going on. And there was sort of like some kind of energy field or force field around some of the enemy ships and maybe also the enemy beings, although I couldn't really see them. They kind of looked really fuzzy and spiky, sort of like this, like, just spikes of energy, like a force field was radiating off of them. And then I also saw like a lot of just big plumes of like orange and red smoke. But it's funny, it was, didn't really see too much, just sort of, it looked like a lot of residue and sort of like, I know this is another bad visual, but, you know, after a car accident, like a really bad car accident, you drive by it and you see like the shards of like glass and plastic and crap all over the highway. That's kind of what it looked like, only it was just sort of on a galactic scale. So, yeah, if anybody else has heard anything or felt or saw anything, that would be cool if people could call in. I also noticed that someone is asking on the fast chat, does the CLS use sound vibration rooms? I'm not sure what those are.
For healing, they can, yes. So there's all different types of modalities of healing. So sound would be what you probably are hearing, but yeah, there is, well, yes, yeah, so sound would be the lower frequency, so everything is vibration for healing. So sound would be just the lower vibration of using light for healing. So, yes, that would be used also if you're curious about light ship healings and what they use. It wouldn't be like what they have here, where like you have maybe a crystal bowl or have some bells or mm-hmm. something to do healing or a didgeridoo or something. But it would be at a much higher tech than that. So back
yeah,
to you, Elizabeth.
It kind of reminds me, actually this is one of the things I wanted to talk about, maybe bring up, is a bunch of years ago I was doing a lot of yoga, and, oh, wait, I think we actually have a caller, so maybe I'll save that. If the caller wants to go ahead.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, how are you doing, Ron, and Kathy, I think, right?
Yes, and Elizabeth, yeah.
Yes. Hi, Larry.
Oh, and Elizabeth, hi, how are you? Okay, yeah, hi, Elizabeth, how are you? Yeah, I just saw several things. I saw Ed with, that was replicated as a replicated cologne of Ed, and he was fighting underground for the light, okay? And then another thing that I saw was that Ed, there were some timelines attached to Ed, and I didn't see the quasi-energy that he was describing, that stuff, but I did see that they were trying to attach to alter his thinking by the timelines.
Okay.
That's all that I saw.
Could you see any of the battles, Larry, or anything?
I didn't today, but I did a few days ago when we went out to battle, and I was in South America in a ship, a soldier ship, I believe, and we had the instructions, do not ever, ever attack the aliens until they attack us and we can counterattack. But they attacked and shot lasers at us, seemed like big missiles, and then immediately the light ships were there covering the soldier ships, and the light ships started attacking the alien ships, and they started disappearing one after the other, one, because they were attacking. So the light ship counterattacks, but the clones, I mean the aliens, always instigate the attack, and they were so quick that they were faster than the soldier ships, and the light ships in this big battalion of ships that they were in, they were just attacking, and the ships of the aliens were just disappearing one after the other because of their aggression. So that's what I saw there.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for sharing, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, you guys, you can maybe check off the fast chat or something.
Yeah, there's a couple of additional comments about... I guess what people were seeing when we went up. Narcode says that there's a lot of white light waves hitting timelines over and over. It's incredible. And dark smoke when the white light hits them, and it looks like glowing fibers in the clouds. And there's also a comment that Florida is in a different timeline than the rest of the U.S. or has a different timeline that it works. So I know I've always felt kind of a strange energy down in Florida the couple of times that I've been there. Not sure what that's all about.
Yeah, you're right.
Somehow,
I don't mean to knock
Florida, because I really like it, but it's a very strange place.
Yeah, I won't say all of Florida, but there are places in Florida that I see energetically that is there for aliens to come and visit. And so that is like maybe the food court, we'll say, like what we had on Star Wars, where all the aliens came, you know, to eat, and they're all different types. Well, I'm not saying that they're going there to eat, but that could be why it draws all the people to Florida. Maybe Miami might be the place, I think. I'm not sure. But
I'm pretty sure that it is.
But anyway, and the Bermuda Triangle, so that is kind of the what I would call alien, coffee house, alien cafe, where they all come and do their things and whatever else there. So I'm not saying if you're listening and you're from Florida that you got to worry about it and leave. I'm just saying that that's certain places there are probably hot spots. For that, with the vortex there, and maybe mini vortexes, to bring in possible shapeshifters into people, which would be the aliens coming in to check out and to get their intel and to leave. So we'll just say it's a clearinghouse. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's really an interesting place, and I definitely have had similar experiences with people and places in and around Miami, so that doesn't sound too far off from the truth. Just going back to the fast chat, Narcode is also saying that South America is very intense and also is observing a lot of silver energy around me. And then he also says that there is a very big light ships intercepting in front of ours. It sounds like there's a lot of intensity there. And then actually there's an interesting question from Ray, and I was also wondering this myself, is why do we focus the energy of these battles when we have our own gardens to tend to? And I guess that there's so much at stake here, so is it because we have to sort of take care of these problems in order to help our own planet, or wondering?
That's probably a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that some people wonder why the heck are we even checking out alien battles when, you know, we don't know about them, we can't see them, and why are we wasting our time doing this? Well, I guess the main thing is that we're there to, what we're doing is we're able to get a little glimpse on what's happening that is probably never going to be told, unless somebody happens to be one of those soldiers and they happen to come back and validate all this here. Basically, we're getting rid of the things that are taking away our free will, free choice, and that's the reason. So that's why we go there at times. And I'm always in the moment when I do these programs, so I don't pre-plan what's going to happen for each show. You know, I talk to the the host who's going to be the co-host with me, maybe half a minute before or so, see what's going on, if anything new or what kind of clearings possibly or anything like that. But as far as maybe the show title or what we're doing, but as far as anything else, everything is completely live. So when we do these things, it is live. And if there's no battles going on, we wouldn't be out there if I took you up to the light ship. So that's kind of the way it works. So I guess we will turn it back over to one of the ladies here. So whoever wants to speak.
Just a quick comment about that, and then we'll get to the caller. One of the things that you always say is as above, so below. So I guess it's like what I learned when I first started listening to the show is, you know, you kind of have to do some energetic housekeeping before things start to get better in your own backyard. You know, if you have a physical problem, chances are there's something energetic that's at work on you there, and you really need to figure out what that was. Or, you know, is. So that's kind of like how I look at it. I guess if we want to go ahead and take the caller, caller, can you go ahead, please?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. It's Danielle from north of Montreal.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Danielle.
I'm all right. I'm just recovering. I went up in the light ship, but at first second, I was there. I was in the middle of a massive war. They were shooting at me like crazy, and I puke up, there was fire from all around me shooting at me in the wall, and I my spirit told me just to stay inside calm, and I use my weapon to shoot. Wow, that's just a massive war going on right now at this moment, and it's
there is. I saw you out there as you're talking right now. Not that I saw you during it, but as you're talking. I think you were out there like out on point doing reconnaissance. You're looking for things.
Yeah, but I'm not sleeping for the last 2 days. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
It's a massive war.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Wow.
Yeah. I think you're out there with your fanny hanging out a little.
Yeah, I know. I'm it's the kind
you're
of thing
there.
I like to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff happening. Once they start getting you, then they get terminated. But I think you're out there, you know, poking the stick, you know.
I don't know. Well, there's things that I don't want to know because that's too big. That's too big.
Yeah.
What's happening now? I don't know. It is.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. I'm trying to figure out a time on this here. It feels like there wasn't much going on for. It feels like about 2.5 months. And I don't know if that blue moon started this thing off or what. I have no clue, but somehow something got activated or the aliens did a strike force. So it'd be interesting to know, since Ed does a lot of research, what our wonderful channelers from the Galactic Federation are saying about what's going on. If they'll bring something in a couple of weeks or something, naturally they'd be the ones that, you know, got rid of the aliens, you know. But they might have some intel, you know, but not really intel, just storylines to, you know, to bring forth. But, yeah, this is, yep, I see you. Yeah, you might pull back a little bit, you know. It feels like you're out there a little ways out. Not a lot out, but you're poking the stick. I guess you don't like them too much.
Not at all. Not at all, as far as I can.
Yeah.
I can feel them too much here. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay, my...
So that's the reason why you're feeling so much. But it feels like the everything got stepped up tremendously here. You know, so there is probably more going on than what we initially encountered, you know, on Saturday. So it's good, I guess. Everything is good.
Okay.
And maybe we'll have
some
air.
Okay, so, I'll try to recover a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. So my heartbeat is so high now. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think you're on full alert. You might, I don't know if you could just ask to maybe have a couple of days off or something. everything is on full alert.
Yeah, but there's a lot of work there.
Yeah.
They need guys.
Ron,
need,
for Daniel and for people who have a heartbeat, can we have a little clearing for the people who have a racing heart or feeling a little adrenaline rush like Daniel? Maybe just a little bit of a de-stress? Kind of a clearing. Would you like that, Daniel?
Yeah, sure.
So we could do that. So here we go, everybody. So this is for hard energy. And so 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And releasing some more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should probably help all of you a little bit there. So... thank you for calling, Daniel.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Say bye-bye.
It would be nice to see you guys back in New York coming up in about a month.
I can't wait. Yeah, it's coming. Oh. It's coming pretty fast.
Yep, it's coming quick.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow, that was pretty intense.
Liz, is there anything you wanted to discuss with Ron in particular? Maybe some follow-up on the last program?
Yeah, actually, that would be great. I felt really, really good after the last clearings that you did regarding the water energy from the flood that had taken down our house. And I want to do the... kind of, I guess, a space clearing around the property. And I was thinking of, like, painting some white rocks and then, like, putting them around the perimeter and then, you know, telling the, I guess, maybe doing, like, some kind of protection crash or timeline crash within that that boundary.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think you had recommended stakes or something to, and I just wanted to... make sure I understood what I was doing with that, then I should timeline crash the area within the stakes or the rocks?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and I would go back and do it, you know, when you do that, type the date in of when that happened so you can get on that timeline and it will, you know, invalidate what happened so that the energy is no longer there. Otherwise, it's still active. And, you know, they could just copy and paste it over again into your future and it could reoccur over again. So, you know, that's what I would do is put the date when it happened. And maybe there's some stressful days that you had, traumatic days or something also, and time crash those too.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just writing all that down so I can remember to do it. And then I guess for the timeline crash, I would just put the date in, or the
Yes, the one that was.
Okay. And then would it also make sense, like I know Janice has done a lot of timeline crashing, and she's talked about like timeline crashing the energy around the flood, or like the traumatic energy?
Yes, yes, because the flood does have a lot of trauma in it of, you know, dead bodies of animals and trees and everything else that was disrupted.
Yeah.
So all that stuff is going to be coming onto your property and connecting to you also. Yeah, so that is one thing that you want to do also.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you have a energetic contractor in addition to one that's fixing up your house and putting in your new bathroom and that type of thing.
Yes, and you, everybody knows, kind of switching it over slightly, you know, you see an accident, or you don't even know there's, maybe you're just very intuitive, we'll say, you know, and you drive by a location, a particular corner, and you feel all this negative energy there from an accident that could have happened, you know, maybe weeks earlier. So, you know, mm-hmm. energy does stick around. So you do want to get rid of the energy. And also, you might even do, I would probably do a media clearing on a timeline crash, because there's probably the media there sending that out to everybody. So
yeah.
What you're actually doing then is taking away that media energy, you know. Well, that's the way media
works.
That's
a really good point.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, if you hear, oh, man, there's a fire, you know, 10 blocks from your house, you're going to get in your car and drive to it, you know, to see what's going on, you know.
Right.
And so, naturally, everybody's drawn to these events that typically can look exciting, but along with that could be a lot of trauma. So I would probably do the media one. Because, you know, maybe they even had a helicopter with a camera on your house, and you got a million viewers looking at your house or something as they're, you know, looking at it and going, oh, man, look at that, you know, and all that energy is going into your location. So I would do a media clearing.
That way.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, I hadn't even thought of that. But, you know, it was about a year ago, and a year later, like, we're still getting articles in the paper about it, you know, just about the recovery process. And, like, a couple of reporters have even come to interview me and my mom. So, like, we've been in the papers. So, yeah, that's a really good point, and it's still kind of connecting to all that energy that's, you know, all that negative energy of, like, the trauma of it.
Well, let's do a gray sky clearing for the East Coast there. And I guess you're still on the East Coast. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm very close to that.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do a gray sky clearing. Just see if that helps out a little bit. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one for the West Coast here, where we have fires. So here we go. And we got a caller, I think. We'll get the caller in about a minute or so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, ladies, turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, I think we actually had a call right before you started that gray skies clearing. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and if you have a question for Ron, go right ahead.
Yeah, okay. At ascension time, will we know who we are? Like, for example, after ascension, will I know who I am?
You won't. Well, let's see. If you're asking me, well, like if ascension happened tomorrow, would you know about this lifetime and what you did and how you looked and if you're married and had kids and drove your brand new Porsche and had a nice house or no house at all? No, none of that would even be attached to you. You'd just be spirit. Remember, the light doesn't have duality, and that means that there's no memory from the past.
Yeah, well, I physically know who I am, though.
Well, you physically, you know that you're a spirit. So with that, yes. As far as your name or anything else, no. You won't have any remembrance of anything that would deal with judgment, which would be anything here that would be in duality. So all you'd know is what light would be, and then you'd move on to your next experience, creating moment by moment by moment, and the last moment that you lived would not be attached to you, and you would not even know
what I am. Well, I physically know who I am. For example, when I wake up every day, I know I'm me. So will I know when I wake up on the new earth that I'm still me?
Would you know if you're still you? You would know that you have a consciousness, but you would not be attached to anything. So I would guess that would probably mean that you would not know who you are, but you would know that you are light. But you would not wake up and say, oh, you know, my name is Joe, and, you know, Joe does this and that and the other. No, that would not even be in the reality of life because the light has no history.
So how would I know I'm still me consciously?
Because you're living in the moment. You're just going to be in the moment. That's the questions you're asking are very good because...
The current consciousness that's currently me will know I'm still me in the next lifetime, right?
No. You won't have any way to discern who you are. You'll have no way to discern it, but you will have a blueprint of whatever you choose to materialize in. So if you go to sleep and you wake up and you chose a duck, you would be in a duck, and then you would know that you are a duck. But other than that, you won't have any remembrances of the day before of being a duck. So you would have identity with the life form that you chose to energize, yes. As far as the experiences of that particular duck, we'll say, everything is moment by moment, and there won't be any remembrances of anything, even of the same day, because everything is moment by moment by moment. One creation after another.
Do I have the ability to choose what I look like and everything else, or no?
Yeah. You'll have the opportunity to create and to put your spirit energy into a blueprint of a life form to materialize it. And then from there, that life form will have built into the blueprint what that life form is going to do.
Do I choose this before ascension, at ascension, or after ascension?
It would be after ascension, when the universe of light gets turned back on again. So your questions are very good. I'm sure people are very interested in what we're talking about.
Do I physically choose this, or does my spirit choose this?
Your spirit will choose.
So what choice do I have? What's the point of doing the clearing if I physically don't know who I am? And I don't have a choice of what I want to be physically.
No, Holly, I didn't say you don't have a choice. You choose moment by moment of what you want to re-energize to live in. You have complete choice, complete free will. The you want to be a duck one day and a lion the next and maybe a bird, maybe a worm or whatever, that's your choice of what you choose to manifest. You just can't hang on to what you have here as you wake up with the same body every day, because in light, you could change that, you know, moment by moment if you choose to. Maybe you're living a life as a duck, and you look around and you see some flowers that you like. So you could leave the duck, re-energize the flowers, and become a flower. Maybe from there, maybe you see dragonflies, and you can dematerialize the flowers in the blueprint and materialize a dragonfly blueprint and become a dragonfly. Maybe you want to be wind, so you could dematerialize a dragonfly and turn into wind. You have complete choice of what you want to be created by you, which is your spirit. But you're not going to have the memory of the past, because the past is a duality. Okay. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for calling. Ron, maybe a mind-to-heart drop would be a good thing for everybody.
Okay, here we go. So let's do that. So I'm going to have your spirit command your thoughts at the side of your head and drop them into your heart. Here we go. So one, or count, go backwards here. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 1. Now I'll go the other way here so you can feel the energy. It'll be the same energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll drop it down again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be in your hearts now, everybody. If you noticed, when I switched it from 1 going up to 10, it's the same process. Just that you can do it either way, but normally I do it backwards so that you can feel the energy dropping down. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. That was very peaceful, definitely for me, and I'm sure for all of the other callers and chatters. You know, I did see a question a while back, and I had been wondering about this myself from Kat. She was asking if you had any thoughts of why the whales beached in Fort Pierce, Florida, and Scotland. And maybe that, again, has to do with something about that weird energy down in Florida. But I did hear about that, but I didn't hear about the Scotland one.
Yeah, I don't have a clue on that. So, don't know.
Yeah, it's weird when animals do something like that. You just wonder if they're sensing or feeling things that maybe we're not aware of. But that's really interesting. And also, I was just thinking of a couple of things when I was listening to the caller, sort of about how when we wake up every day, we don't really have a choice to be in our body or not. It's sort of like we're just there. And it really changed my perspective in terms of learning about what the universe of pure light is all about. I mean, you can change basically every day if that's what you want to do, which would be pretty interesting and freeing. It's almost hard to imagine that living down here, you know, for so many years where you don't really have a choice.
Yeah, that is correct, uh-huh. So let's do an emotional clearing. We haven't done that yet for everybody. So think of an emotional situation that you have experienced here. and it could be today, it could be over the weekend or whenever. Maybe you're enjoying the day today and are getting anxiety for tomorrow. So here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing first, and we'll do an anxiety clearing next. So here we go. Emotional, think of a situation. Going to clear that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do one for anxiety in case you have anxiety built up. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do one for, I guess, fear, then we'll do anger. So here's fear, because fear is a big one for a lot of people. And the reason why I connect the anger with that, because once you get released from the fear, then you get angry a lot of times because you realize that you're living somebody else's program. You don't want to do that. And then you beat yourself because your second grade teacher said that you're not good at painting pictures or something, and now as you're older and you're 85 years of age, you really enjoy painting pictures, and you go, where did this lady come from, you know? And everybody else around you says how great it is. And you go, man, I could have had my whole life painting pictures. I really enjoy this here. So that's why we do the anger one with the fear. So here we go. A fear clearing. And there's also another one that we do too, but we'll do it this way. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, think of a fear. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now what we're going to do is the anger clearing. So here we go, releasing the anger that the fear brought on. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's heavy. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, just see how your body's doing. So our show is about ready to come to an end, a couple minutes to go here. So tomorrow is Tuesday, and we do the cording release, 5:30 Pacific time. And that call normally goes on for probably about an hour and a half. I can do that one longer. So that'll be an interesting call. It helps a lot of people. So if you want to get on that, I think it's $20. Go to the website. We do have our intensives coming up here. It'll be up online shortly here. So it'll be starting the 15th of September, which is a Saturday, the third Saturday of the month here. So I guess back to you, ladies. You guys can close down the show here. Put the stopper on it and put us away.
Elizabeth, would you like to read any last comments from the fast chat or questions that you might spot?
There was one a while back from Michael O, and he asked, are we a spiritual being having a human life? Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Well, everybody says that that's true, but your body's spirit also. So your body's having a human life as a spirit, and the spirit that looks out of your eyes is also having a human life. But you're having a life in darkness. So that's what you're having here, because the aliens and the Galactic Federation took this place over to take away your free will, free choice of true light. So, you know, I don't know really exactly how to answer that one. It is one of the New Age phrases that people say, but they don't give themselves credit enough that they are spirit. They just concentrate on the human life, and then you're in duality. So the human life is in darkness and duality, and that's why we have everything wrong with us here. So I guess back to you, ladies.
Ron, we've only got like a few seconds left, so I just want to thank everyone in the chat room and the fast chat for their comments and questions, and if we didn't get a chance to get to your question, please feel free to send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com for the next show and the next co-host to read, and indicate on there which program you'd like if you're not going to be listening tonight. And so thank you very much, Elizabeth, for sponsoring. It was a delightful thing to have you here, and your participation is very much enhances the program. So, and thank
you're very welcome.
Well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're having another program in an hour, and it'll be on TalkStream Live and also Micro Effect. So we can go to the website if you wish and click on the top right. And we're still trying to get BBS onto TalkStream. So that will be happening hopefully within a week here. We'll see. And then we can have BBS on TalkStream Live also. So, everybody, blessings and see you later. And have a wonderful day and evening. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Next BBS program is Wednesday at 7 Station 1. Self-empowerment. Is the theme for that particular show. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Good night.